All right, now, good afternoon to you guys. Indeed, good morning to you guys. It's a pleasure to be in with you guys. All right, now, they did literally confirm that Joe Scarborough is black, right? They did confirm that he had hit that from the Freemasons. He's trying to get the trifecta of privilege. All right, now, do you see Invitation of Life, how that guy was slapping that girl like that? The clip is below. Joe Scarborough, you know, is from Mississippi, you know, and wherever else he's from. All right, now, that's the word, all right, now, but he's black, you know, does that make sense? He's very fair-skinned, but he is black. All right, now, and he lied about who he is for 61 years, right? His college mates didn't know, the Freemasons didn't know, the higher-ups at NBC didn't know. All right, now, the Klan that he said nigger with, he called other black people nigger despite him being black, being cruel, vicious, and a piece of shit, and Joe Scarborough is a piece of shit. All right, now, he weaponized race despite him being black, he hid who he is. Does that make sense? He did his best to play that role. They didn't know. Does that make sense? Clans like Joe Biden that said niggers and nigger this and nigger that. Liberal, let these niggers have this money. And Joe Scarborough said niggers and laugh with them. All right, now, clearly, they didn't know, right? You know, right now, so he could get the trifecta of privilege. All right, now, all of them played that game. Biden sucked dick to get into the White House, okay? You got the so-called president getting on his knees sucking dick to get into the White House, right? All right, now, Joe Scarborough played that game, too, right? See, you know, him pretending to be white was not enough. He started blowing like Biden was blowing, getting his jaws blown out. But you have the higher ups, and this man was saying stuff about poor. Oh, nobody's poor to the fact they told the United States to sit down. The Lord did, right? Because I'm not going to give this faggot stuff a handout. I did not start this. He popped up talking all this shit. I'm like, I didn't tell this faggot I'm going to give him a handout, right? He really did think that because he sucked Biden's dick, he is special. No, he's just a dumb faggot. You know, he's poor. He got the trifecta of privilege from racists. He spoons and laughs and calls other black people niggers, despite being black and stuff. He has, right? Oh, let me see what Joe Scarborough. He did not tell his college mates, you know, his fraternal brothers or anything else, even the Freemasons, right now about him being black. He hid this in college. He hid this in his career. He hid this in Congress, right? He never let black people get too close to him because he wanted to keep up that facade of being white, even though this man is black, he a fool. Being ashamed of his lineage, being ashamed of his bloodline, and being ashamed of his heritage. He is a complete clown, right? All right, now, talk to people about, you know, this shithole Joe Scarborough. Yeah, he could be scratched. How can I put this? You know what scratch the surface friendliness is? I own Ripple, for one thing, all right? I got Jesus first and foremost. All right, now, that's for the Lord, and right now, the extraction is soaring past a $1 million. It's definitely broken, $1 million. It's definitely past $1 million. It's soared over $1 million with zero mistakes in it. In 3 years, no mistakes. Plus, I own Ripple. I need to explain something when I keep hearing these jackasses in America talking about the supply chain. You are fools. America cannot produce numbers like this. You need planet Earth. Do you understand that? So you extract by Jesus' wisdom, by Jesus' goodness, because I have power like this. You extract, you know, all right, now I'm extracting from planet Earth by Jesus' wisdom, because I have power like that. All right, now, so, you know, all right, now, using Ripple through Jesus' wisdom to extract from planet Earth, because the United States, by proof, cannot support numbers, right? Since the United States, by proof, cannot produce the numbers, can't support the numbers, it's not America's supply chain. It's that simple. When these punks start standing up saying, get the supply chain back to America, how do you do that? When America alone cannot even support the numbers, you literally need planet Earth. You need to be extracting from everywhere to even accomplish that. First and foremost, the Lord got to give you wisdom by Jesus. It all starts there. Without the genius of the Holy Spirit, without Father God, Jehovah's genius, it don't work. All right, now, so it's not guessing or anything. I mean, ask Joe Scarborough, it's not guessing anything. Okay, the Freemasons didn't know the higher-ups at NBC. They didn't know they face-to-face with Joe Scarborough. They were up elbows with Joe Scarborough. He had been at NBC for over 20 years now. They still didn't know. The Freemasons didn't know he got the white white privilege to try to fit their privilege. And he tried to pop his ass up and pretend and vote yesterday. Don't pretend with me. I've been talking about Joe Scarborough for over 2 months. Ask people at NBC. When he'd be up there in the morning talking that stupid shit, I'm like, okay, Joe Scarborough, show people a picture of your grandparents. Right? All right, no test for like taking them dust. For some reason, when stuff is watched live, they can hear me. I don't understand that. So I was like saying, okay, you know, show people a picture of your grandparents, you know, Joe Scarborough. They'll put you in your place quick, fast, in a hurry. You'll soon find out the other side of that coin of how racist America is. You understood how racist America is. Since that, you understand how awful and how racist America is, he hid being black for 60 years. Joe Scarborough went through college and he didn't tell anybody he was black. Joe Scarborough worked at NBC for 20 years, or over 20 years, he didn't tell anybody he was black. Dress Carver was in circles with Biden saying niggers and everything else. He didn't tell anybody he was black. When they put Obama black ass out the room, they started calling different countries to steal. Joe Scarborough was looked into it. Joe Scarborough knew they were calling different countries. Joe Scarborough knew these clown ass racists were trying to offer people money, you know, office about money that's not theirs. Joe Scarborough was looked into it as a black man because he's passing for white. He didn't even tell the racists. What's up? Right? So Joe Scarborough had a full understanding of how fucked up America is. He pretended for 60 years. Joe Scarborough has a full understanding how racist America is, how fucked up America is, and how he would be treated. He knew how he would be treated. He knew how he would be disenfranchised. He knew how that people would try to step on him. He knew how people would try to steal from him. He knew how people would try to treat him like a second-class citizen. So he lied about being black for not being black for 60 years. Joe Scarborough pretended to be white for 60 years. He did pretend to be white, right? He has a black grandparent. That means that his parent is black. And since his parent is black, he black too, right? He is black, right? I didn't lie on him, right? You had, I saw a man, Caitlin Collins, on, like, you know, your streak's about to end, you know? I mean, what does Caitlin Collins, what does his little dumbass think today, right? I didn't start it, right? About, you know, it's not about having a streak, right? It's not, you know, does that make sense, right? No, either by Jesus' wisdom, you know what you're doing or you don't. It's not about having a streak, okay? Nothing's been wrong in 3 years, including Joe Scarborough being black, despite the Freemasons not knowing it. The trifecta of privilege, you know, Freemasonry that's ran by white supremacists, they didn't know it. All right, now if you don't think it's ran by white supremacists, okay, the media is completely white supremacist. To the fact that, you know, when people like said that Musty is not the richest, you had white supremacist racists starting to faint, and they kept wanting to play pretend, and the whole world start laughing at them, calling them delusional and stupid, because Musty do not have a $1 million or $1 trillion or $7 trillion or $20 trillion or $1 trillion or $6 trillion. He ain't got it. He even got $1 trillion. He ain't got it, right? How do you pretend like that? Because America and the Freemason order at the top is very white supremacist. Right now, you know, I just saw a clip of Diddy say, you know, they control this and they control that. This man had a demon speaking through him. It's about souls. Right now, that's for the Lord. He gonna burn his ass in hell, oh, Diddy. Does that make sense, right? Just so if you don't get right with God, he is. Saying it's about souls, right? You know, being an agent of Satan, you fool you. Right now, that's for the Lord. The more souls you deceive into hell, the worse you're gonna burn, I promise you. Listen to the divine revelation of hell, how the witches are crying and screaming and burning in hell, right? What a joke, what a jackass, right? Diddy, you know, high and drunk on whatever the fuck he was on, type, but it's about souls. And they control this, and you would say stuff about, you know, leading people astray and damning them to hell, right? Them freakouts now that the gross shit are right now. That's the Lord right now. But check this out right now. So it's not America's supply chain. I don't have to play games with America on no day. It's not me talking shit. Trump, this guy, don't have a problem. I do not have a problem with this man. I don't know him to have a problem with him. Right now, that's the Lord right now, but it's not America's supply chain. It is a global supply chain. America cannot, you know, produce or support these numbers, right? You have a balance sheet of America for 247 years. Where are these numbers even in 247 years? Combined, cumulative, where are these numbers? You need planet Earth to extract even and accomplish something like that. Since America on its own cannot make the numbers, cannot produce numbers, and not have the industry, the infrastructure to produce the numbers, it's not your supply chain. You always have to extract from planet Earth to get these numbers, right? So there's no supply chain coming to America. How do you do that? If America can't even do the numbers on its own, you have to extract from planet Earth. So it is a supply chain that is global that has nothing to do with America. I mean, by proof, America has no way to produce it. So it is a global supply chain that is not owned by America. These racists are delusional, you know, and these buttholes like T.D. Jakes and Obama, them, they delusional. God have mercy. They better go do some simple economics and do some simple math, right? All right, now that's for what I'm saying. The supply chain is not coming to America because you always have to extract global because America cannot, has no way to with Tesla, with Microsoft. All right, now that's for the Lord, with all the commercial companies, even with your oil companies, your taxation model, your tourism model, America has zero ways to make that money. You need planet Earth to produce numbers like that. You have to extract from planet Earth. You have to extract from all seven continents. You have to extract from all 7,000 languages. Do you understand that, right? You have to extract from all 7,000 languages. It's not me being mean. It's just laying out some facts here by Jesus' wisdom. You have to extract from planet Earth. You cannot make the numbers. And let me take it out of numbers. You can't make money like that. In order to produce money by Jesus' wisdom, by Jesus' goodness, because I'm in power like this, no, it's the Lord Jesus, period. It's the Lord Jesus genius at work. I am no genius. The Lord Jesus is genius. The Holy Spirit is genius. Father God Jehovah is the genius. Father God Jehovah in his wisdom, according to Proverbs 8, is the genius. Father God Jehovah, he is the genius. His wisdom is the genius. I am just a speck of dust of a person like everybody else. You need planet Earth. Does that make sense to write notes to make numbers like this? If you don't believe that, crunch your own numbers for the last 247 years. It's not your supply chain. You cannot even handle the numbers. Now, let me put it to you like this. It's not your supply chain. You cannot even handle the money because you cannot produce it. I hope that you guys are well and great. All right, no good afternoon. All right, no. So I didn't lie on Joe Scarborough, right? I didn't lie about him passing on being white. I didn't lie about him spending 60 years pretending to be white and he is black. All right, no, he has a black grandparent. If you got a black grandparent, that means that your parent is black, right? You got a black grandparent. And your grandparent's parent is black. So your grandparent parent is black. Your grandparent is black. That would make your parent black. And that would make George Scarborough black, right? I didn't lie on him, right? He is black, right? He like a white man. You know, he really do, right? But he is a black man, right? By definition, right? I didn't lie on him, right? I didn't slander him, right? I went cruel to tell the truth about his identity and who he is and how he understand how America would treat him. I mean, look at the girl, Imitation of Life. Let me put something to this. Right? No, that thing, that's a period piece, right? That bubba slapping her because, you know the racism in the United States, you know, he didn't want to mix his blood and he didn't want people to look at him a certain way for talking to somebody black. And then she lied about being white and he beat, you know, the hell out of her. And it's so heartbreaking to see that. But Joe Scarborough realized growing up in Mississippi, they would treat him just like that. So he lied all his life about being black, right? But along the way somewhere, he became a piece of shit. Laughing with people saying nigger. Being behind the country club doors and they're saying nigger and he laughing with them despite being black. I mean, what's up, right? So the higher ups knew, didn't know he was black. How do you not know this? You rub elbows with this dude, you didn't know he was black. He was in Washington, D.C. with the intelligence community. They didn't know he was black. Huh? Okay, he was in MSNBC for 20 years and they didn't know he was black. What's up? I mean, what's up, right? So it's not guessing, right? Joe Scarborough, right? That's way out there, right? Joe Scarborough, I mean, he sucked Biden's dick too, but Joe Scarborough, right? You know, how do you get intelligence on Joe Scarborough? I mean, how is that possible to get intelligence on Joe Scarborough? I didn't hack him. I didn't have to follow him. It's a formula. I told you guys about that. Is that guessing? I mean, you watched it. You got a tangible sheet. You got a tangible extraction sheet. Behind the scenes, all right? No, you saw it work in real motion. I don't have to sell the formula. I'm not trying to do that. But you had these old clown racists talking about this reading. What your dumbasses think today about it, you know, being reading? What's up? Right? Stop being fucking racist, trying to figure out ways to steal and undermine, and trying to be manipulative. These shitholes like Obama, too, to be fair, because they say that shit, too. You're going to call it the racist, because everybody's not a dang old racist, everybody's not racist. But, you know, you got buttholes like Obama and T.D. Jakes, too, they're just as horrible, they're just as awful. They will put their foot on you just so they can make themselves be special. I mean, they some shitty folks, right? So I didn't lie that Joe Scarborough is a black man, right? I didn't lie that Joe Scarborough's grandparent is black, right? I didn't lie that Joe Scarborough's grandparent has a black parent, right? I didn't lie that Joe Scarborough's, grandparent, you know, is the parent of his parent, right? That would make his parent black. And then I didn't lie that Joe Scarborough, right? No, since his parent black, he is black and he is a black man, right? I did not lie and slander Joe Scarborough, right? Despite him saying nigger and rubbing elbows with Biden, despite him laughing and giggling when they called different countries this year trying to steal from me, and Biden them saying nigger, I'll never let these niggers. Biden got caught calling me a nigger so many times, they admit the Klan blush. They busted him at an international level. Joe Scarborough was around. He was looked into all this. And as a black man, he was perfectly fine with it because he's been hiding in plain sight for 60 years. It didn't affect him. It didn't hit his doorsteps, or so he thought it is now, right? Joe Scarborough wanted to say stuff about stealing money from me. Joe Scarborough wanted to invoke, you know, his pretend white privilege, but he didn't tell him that he black, you know, to steal from me. Joe Scarborough wanted to do all manner of evil stuff to me for money that's earned. Okay, Joe Scarborough didn't earn his money. He lied to the white higher-ups. He lied to the Freemasons about being who he is. He lied and went behind the scenes with racist saying nigger. He lied and did all that stuff, okay. From audits to some type of way, those racists want their money back. See, nobody can take my money from me because the whole world saw it earned. Like Joe Scarborough being black despite everybody ever caused pass with this shithole from college to MSNBC to NBC to the Congress and the Senate, to the millions of people that have seen this jackass on TV, didn't know he was black. What's up? It's not guessing, right? What's up, right? I don't have to say a real for being real. Jesus, genius at work. Jesus, the Lord, the only real living God. Jesus, the Lord. Father God, Jehovah, the Lord. Jesus, the Lord, Holy Spirit, the only really God living. You know, the Lord Jesus, wisdom at work, right? I right now just the Lord. I right now have to sell it at this point, right? But I didn't slander this clown, Joe Scarborough, right? I didn't allow him about being a black man, right? He is a black man, right? He is a man of color, right? He is a slave descendant, right? And Joe Scarborough does have slave ancestry. Shit, even Obama don't have slave ancestry. Obama got the white daddy. He ain't got slave ancestry, right? You know, Joe Scarborough does have slave ancestry. Joe Scarborough's parent, black, grandparent and their parent did come through the Middle Passage, right? He is a descendant of slaves, right? Joe Scarborough, right? Because I didn't allow him, right? And he lied about it and he hid it. And he did everything he could to conceal it. He even said nigger a couple of times. In circles with racist, white supremacist, white men, baby murdering, killer racists like Joe Biden and his crackhead King Sean. When you never call in different countries trying to steal from me dish, you're saying nigger, I'd never let this nigger have money like this, calling in France and Canada and Russia. He was looked into it. Look at that shithole, stupid ass racist Chris Matthews talking about it's a good deal as if his dumb racist ass can make deals about money. That's not his, right? I give you racist back to citizenship first. I'm not giving your asses no $1 million. That's it. No, it's a global supply chain. Okay. America cannot handle the numbers. It can't produce the numbers. It can't make the numbers. You need planet Earth to do these numbers. So it's not your supply chain. How can it come back to the United States if it's not here in the first place as far as the supply chain? Are you stupid? That's how dumb these racists are doing. These jackasses like T.D. Jakes done, right? Okay, so I didn't lie on Joe Scarborough being descendants of black slaves, right? Joe Scarborough is a descendant of black slaves. If you don't believe that, ask him about his family. Joe Scarborough knew he was descendant of black slaves. Joe Scarborough knew that his grandparents are descendants of black slaves. But yet it's still this descendant of black slaves tried to lie he white for 60 years. And did everything he could to play the role to keep that white privilege that he didn't have anymore this day, I promise you. And all that trifecta of privilege and all that racist stuff that he had, You know, them racists won't be money back. While he was talking about me being poor, no Joe poor. Joe, right now, clearly nobody's poor. It's my money. To the fact the United States got told they got to sit their asses down because they're not giving them money. The whole world, sorry, earn fair and square. The United States can't lie, it's theirs. It's a global supply chain. People start extracting from across the entire world. You can check your balance sheets. You cannot make the money. Your infrastructures, your Microsoft, your Teslas, your taxation, your tourism, your fossil fuel industries, which are very reliable, right? Fossil fuel tourism of the United States. All right, no, fossil fuel tourism of the United States, just that means it's a taxation, reliable money for the United States. But yet still, even with your reliable money, your guaranteed money, your taxation, your fossil fuel oil and gas sales, right? And your tourism, reliable money of the United States. Plus, you know, Microsoft and Apple's and all of them, you still cannot make these numbers. You have a 247-year balance sheet. People marvet the American economy all across the world. You have a 248-year balance sheet, right? 247-year balance sheet. Where's the money? Your balance sheet is not jiving. I mean, America has been stagnated at hundreds of trillions of dollars, 789 trillion. I crunched numbers myself. So a supply chain cannot come home because you can't make the money. It's always global because you have to extract from planet Earth to even accomplish the numbers. You have to extract from the 7,000, more than 7,000 languages. You have to extract from all seven continents. You have to extract from all 8 billion people. The United States can't do it. It is global. The United States ain't got 8 billion people in it. The United States maybe got several different languages in it. The United States does not have the global economy in it. It can't even handle the global economy, right? How can you say that a supply chain coming home to these dumbass racists, these clowns like T.D. Jakes, they just as awful. You can call up like the shit-ass racists, call out T.D. Jakes them too, because they just as fucked up, right? It's a global supply chain, which means that you can't produce the numbers. I don't have to pretend that you can't. You can't. You can't go up on a world stage and cry, and you're going to laugh because you can't produce numbers. It's a global supply chain. You need the old planet to do this one. You need planet Earth to extract from it, even accomplish, you know, this one. First and foremost, you need Jesus pouring it out. Then the Lord Jesus by his wisdom. You're going to have to extract from planet Earth to make numbers like no $1 million. You need planet Earth. Period. So if you need planet Earth, and I guarantee you that if you do need planet Earth to make a no $1 million, it's not your money. It's not your supply chain. America don't own planet Earth, last time I checked. It don't own 7,000 languages, last time I checked. Right? Stop saying the supply chain coming back to America. How does it do that? You will always have to extract from planet Earth to ever make numbers like this. I'm not teaching you how to do it. I'm not selling to you. I'm not wholesaling to you. Why would I wholesale to you something that you can't make that's for planet Earth? You need planet Earth. You need all 7,000 languages. You know, you need every language model in the world to be able to accomplish this, like, by Jesus' wisdom, by Jesus' goodness, by Jesus' and by Jesus' intelligence. I write on ripples. The Lord gave it to me at $0. The Lord gave me this. It's over no $1 million with zero human investment, zero American investments. It's so fucked up and racist. You made no investments. I'm not giving you any money. Not just that. I'm not teaching you. I'm not selling to you. It's not me being mean saying no, right? I'm saying no. No. You do need planet Earth and all 7,000 languages, right? You do need planet Earth and all 8 billion people, right? You do need planet Earth. You need all different countries, right? You do need planet Earth to the fact that America cannot handle to do it, right? So there's a global supply chain, right? What's up? So I did not lie about Joe Scarborough being a black man that's descended from slaves, right? And he lied for 60 years about who he is and did other people dirty so he can reap the benefits of trifecta privilege for himself, to the fact that people in the Freemasons didn't know, the higher-ups at NBC didn't know, his college chums didn't know, his fraternal brothers didn't know. I right now, what's up, right? His closest friends did not know. It would pre-fault tooth and nail to keep hidden that he black, descendant of slaves, Joe Scarborough, right? I didn't slander him, right? 100% flawless accuracy by Jesus' wisdom, right? Joe Scarborough is way out there in left field, right? But he's still flawlessly accurate by Jesus' wisdom, right? I don't have to sell Ripple being real, right? What a joke you clowns are, right? But maybe, like, you know, the global supply chain, supply chain coming back to America, it can never come back to America because it's never in America. You need planet Earth to produce the numbers. You saw that yourself. The extraction going all across planet Earth to be, you know, being extracted from planet Earth. Look at Carol and Kate Middleton, right? And then you got these old racists stand up. I'm just destroying people's homes. Did you hear what Brother Kate said about me? And William said, Brother Kate, what? William said, Brother Kate said, everything I watch, Brother Kate watch. Said everything I see, Brother Kate listen. He said, the only time Brother Kate is not watching what I'm watching his stream. He said, the only time Brother Kate is not watching everything I'm doing is when Brother Kate is sleeping. Ex William. Said, everything I do and everything I watch, Brother Kate is watching it. Said, she watched me all day long. Does that make sense? Right? Some weird shit. I right now, so then tried to twist something up. I right now about William being on a vacation with his brother and his mom at Disney World. Such a clown. And then William looked for himself. He said, no, she didn't. He said, it's just a picture of me, right? And called Brother Kate Green. I right now, so okay. And I said, it's about, about Brother Kate. You know, there are three Middletons, three, that gave William oral sex. There are three Middletons that sucked William's dick. Kate Middleton, Carol Middleton, there is another Middleton that sucked William's dick. Just like Joe Scarborough is descendant of black slaves. But he lied to everybody, including his college mates. He fought tooth and nail to lie about him being black. He lied about being a descendant of black slaves. He did everything he could to conceal being a descendant of black slaves because he realized how fucked up America is. Joe Scarborough is an ass. Joe Scarborough said several times that racism is overblown, but he lied about being a white man because he understands that it's not overblown. He understands that it's not neutral. America is not neutrally racist. To the fact he fought tooth and nail to pretend to be white for 60 years, 61 years, because he understands how fucked up and racist America is. He understood immediately how he would be treated. Joe Scarborough is Rachel Dolezal. Rachel Dolezal actually is white, but look at how they treated her. Joe Scarborough is a black man that descended from slaves. And he lied about who he is to the whole world, including the higher-ups at NBC and the Freemasons. He said nigger with them. You know, when Biden was woke up one day and started murdering people and calling them, you know, this, that means Jewish people. He's so fucked up and racist. I write no that's the Lord. I write no what's up. You got white supremacy, but he participated in groups like that. Not necessarily Biden going to bomb Israel, but, you know, the racists. Like Prisca said, well, they'll never believe he called you nigger so many times. You know, I mean, Prisca, how they pacified and, covered up those racist actions. Look, Joe Scarborough did too. He was looking into the conversation. He clapped and laughed with it. What's up, right? This black man, Joe Scarborough, that is descended from black slaves, right? It's not about people fighting your battles, but he's saying, nigger, he talking about you too, Joe Scarborough. You're descended from black slaves. But you were comfortable to say, you know, laugh because you thought that you could get something out of it. Pretending to be white. Those racists want all this stuff back. Thank you guys so much.